Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989. This is Ag News. As the 2018 growing season comes to an end, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will contact producers nationwide to gather final year-end crop production numbers and the amount of grain and oil seeds stored on their farms. At the same time, NAS will survey grain facility operators to determine year-end off-farm grain and oil seed stocks. Responses to the survey will be used in calculating county-level yields, which have a direct impact on farmers around the state. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say police have shot and wounded a man after he fired at an officer in southern Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 38-year-old Renee Prieto of Pratt is in critical condition at a Wichita hospital. The shooting happened yesterday afternoon in Pratt after police officers responded to the report of a man standing on Main Street waving a gun. As officers approached Prieto, he fired at one of the officers. Three officers then returned fire and struck Prieto. The KBI says that no officers were injured. Authorities say a two-month-old baby has died 3 days after he was found not breathing in Manhattan. A Riley County Police Department spokesperson says the boy died on Sunday. The Manhattan Mercury reports officers were called Thursday morning to the report of a child not breathing. The infant was taken to Via Christi in Manhattan before being flown to Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1 year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
The owner of a suburban Kansas City restaurant was sentenced to 10 months in federal prison for falsely claiming that he was paying his workers minimum wage. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister announced that 39-year-old Yong Lin of Overland Park was sentenced for falsifying records submitted to the U.S. Department of Labor. Lin owns the China Garden restaurant in Merriam. Lin paid employees and then made them cash their checks and give back some of the money. A Kansas State student who gave back a scholarship that he didn't need is being honored with a new scholarship named just for him. Justin Schmutz, a senior in biological systems engineering, had twice earned a $12,000 4-H Vanier Family Scholarship. The Manhattan Mercury reports that Schmutz returned this year's scholarship after deciding he could graduate debt-free without it. He told the Kansas 4-H Foundation and the Vanier Family in May that he thought someone else could use the money more than he could. Mary Vanier says family members were so touched by Schmutz's decision they decided to endow a Justin Schmutz 4-H scholarship. I'm Stephanie Austin.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Alaska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A federal safety agency has proposed fining a company in connection with the death of an employee who was working in a Hall County cornfield. OSHA is proposing penalties of more than $11,600 for Rivera Agri Incorporated, a provider of temporary farm labor. OSHA says the company failed to protect employees working in excessive heat. The body of 52-year-old Cruz Urias Beltran was found in a field on July 12th. A search had gotten underway the evening before when Beltran did not return from his detasseling work. A new report says Nebraska has the nation's second highest rate of children who remain in foster care through the age of 19. The report includes national data to assess how young people fare when transitioning from foster care to adulthood. The findings support that Nebraska youth are benefiting from the increased stability and support. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6-month warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Drivers urged to exercise caution with car deer accidents on the rise. Deer mating season peaks in mid-November with increased activity. Migration to new feeding areas is also underway as crops are harvested and foliage disappears. Shorter days and longer periods of darkness also contribute, with most activity around dawn and dusk as vehicle travel increases. Drivers are reminded not to swerve to avoid collision, which often results in collision with other vehicles or leaving the roadway. Winter Weather Awareness Day for Kansas will be Thursday, November 15th. The National Weather Service selects one day each fall to remind Kansans of the risks associated with winter weather. Ag producers are reminded of a November 15th deadline for application for livestock forage disaster program benefits, which may provide compensation to eligible producers suffering grazing losses due to drought. Final application deadline is January 30th, but producers are encouraged to meet the November 15th timeline in case they need to submit a late file acreage report. For additional information, contact the Marshall County FSA office at 562-5343. The FSA office also advises that committee election ballots will be going out soon, with a December 3rd return date due for the local Administrative Area 3, currently represented by Michael Caffrey of Frankfort. He is among three candidates, also including Rachel Stoll of Frankfort and Blake Gertler of Beatty. The 6th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show in Marysville is this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. The event is open to the public. Twin Valley Developmental Services will again host Christmas Cheer in the Pines this Saturday evening in Blue Rapids. A festival of trees, as well as a live and silent auction and raffle, will benefit Twin Valley residents and programs. The public is welcome to attend, with tickets available at Twin Valley in Beatty or Greenleaf and the Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville. For details, contact Stacy Whiting at 556-9117. Valley Heights Elementary Schools were recently recognized as a 2018 Exemplary High Performing National Blue Ribbon School. A delegation including Superintendent John Bergkamp, Elementary Principal Robert Grain, and teachers Justine DeBoer and Sarah Kaler traveled to Washington, D.C. to accept the award on behalf of USD 498. This is Fall Cleanup Week in the city of Marysville. The city brush dump site is open daily through Friday from 9 to 5:30. City crews will also be canvassing neighborhoods on a rotating basis. That's scheduled available at Marysville City Hall. Additional contracts for purchase of power generated by a proposed wind farm in Nemahal County have been committed by Landall Corporation Marysville and Kansas State Universities. The project is expected to break ground next year. The walking track at the new Marysville High School Activity Center is now open to the public. Superintendent Bill Mullins.
We have the availability to use that. It's open every morning, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. The doors automatically unlock to let patrons in. The evenings are a little bit more challenging because we have so many activities. The walking track is essentially available from 5:30 to 9 most evenings. So if we have an activity going on, we ask that the patrons pay to attend that activity. But we're doing our best to keep it open Monday through Friday, both of a morning and of an evening. It takes about 12 laps to make a mile. It's a nice, safe, well-lit, comfortable walking area. We have people using it almost every day, it seems like. We encourage people to come take advantage of that.
Douglas Rocket Landall, age 60, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Rocket Landall. Mary Alice Weber, age 77, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Mary Weber.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, it looks like dry weather all across the central parts of the Midwest thanks to a high-pressure system, and we will continue to see dry weather over the next several days through the end of the week before another system moves across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some more wintry precipitation, like I said, as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, definitely going to see some milder temperatures finally, but it looks like another cool down as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear, low at 28. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, highs right around the mid-50s. Friday night, partly cloudy, lower 30s. For Saturday, cloudy, high at 37. Saturday night, chance of snow. And that's all your forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-November, 56. Record high on this date, 84 in 1999. The average low, 34, and the record low is 4 degrees in 1986. Sunset this evening, 5:09. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
Some ecologists are warning of a worm apocalypse. Is there reason to squirm? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. Britain's Prince Charles celebrates a birthday, and Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. on this day in 1851. The term worm apocalypse is being used to describe an alarming reduction of earthworm populations in farmland all around the world. While that may be a bit sensationalized, long-term studies do show a remarkable loss of earthworms where conventional farming methods are used. Overplowing and chemical fertilizers get most of the blame. Here's the good news. Less tillage, use of cover crops, crop rotation, and manuring can repair things in a jiffy. The revitalized, worm-friendly soil will have a healthier organic mineral mix within a few seasons. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
This weekend, make the 6th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show a part of your weekend plans. 95 Saturday, 93 Sunday at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Shop with vendors, enter the gun safe raffle, enjoy delicious home-smoked meats, and enjoy the company. Don't miss this Saturday, 95 Sunday, 93 pre-Thanksgiving gun show at the National Guard Armory in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The National Football League has moved the Los Angeles Rams Monday night showdown with the Kansas City Chiefs from Mexico City to Los Angeles due to the poor condition of the field at Azteca Stadium. The league announced the extraordinary decision yesterday, 6 days before one of the most anticipated regular season games of the year. In a news release, the league said it determined that the recently resodded field at Mexico City's historic stadium does not meet NFL standards for playability and consistency and will not meet those standards by next Monday night. Recent rains and several big events at Azteca combined to damage the field. The Los Angeles Rams, who are 9-1, will host the Kansas City Chiefs, who are also 9-1, at the Coliseum instead. Kickoff time for that matchup set for 7:15 next Monday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Fort Hays State University landed 19 players on the All-MIAA football list released yesterday by the league office. Derby native Jose Delgado took home the Defensive Player of the Year honors. Dante Brown was named the Special Teams Player of the Year, and head coach Chris Brown earned the Coach of the Year nod for the second straight season. Cake TV reports 6 Tigers were also selected as honorable mention picks. Wichita State Shocker basketball action tonight. The Shockers taking on the Davidson Wildcats. Tip off in that matchup at 6 o'clock. On Friday, the K-State Wildcats will be meeting up with Eastern Kentucky. Tip off Friday night for the Wildcats at 6:30. And the KU Jayhawks will also be in action on Friday night. They'll be taking on the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. That game has a 7 o'clock tip off and will be played in Lawrence. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett.
Friday Night Football, it's the 8-man Division II Sub-State Championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Nutmeg moves to the front of the spice rack and into many of our beverages and desserts during the holiday season. Despite the name, it's not a true nut, but rather the seed of an evergreen tree native to the Spice Islands of Indonesia. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Nutmeg has long been valued for its medicinal as well as culinary benefits. Roman and Greek civilization believed it was a brain tonic, and Chinese medicine used it to relieve inflammation and abdominal pain. But don't overdo, as consuming 2 tablespoons or more of nutmeg can cause nausea, dizziness, slow down brain function, and more. The active ingredient is the nutmeg's essential oil, Myristica, helping protect the plant from insect pests. Mace, the spice, not the self-defense spray, is the red covering over the oval brown nutmeg seed. It's often used like nutmeg or in savory dishes like curry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
If you live in the state of Iowa, you perhaps know the name Kate Shelley. At one time, she was known the world round, and certainly her act of bravery is still one that brings visitors to this small town to relive the historic deed that saved so many. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
On July 6, 1881, a fierce storm washed out the bridge over Honey Creek just outside of Moingona, Iowa, near the home of young Kate Shelley. She heard a crash and knew it was a pusher engine that had just fallen into the creek below.
She knew immediately that those men were in trouble, and more than that, 200 passengers were going to be coming through there, and that she had people that needed to be notified.
Mara McKay is the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society. She says 15-year-old Kate Shelley crawled across a 671-foot-long bridge spanning the Des Moines River, then ran 2.5 miles to the station in Moingona to warn the next train that the bridge had washed out. She no doubt saved up to 200 souls on the next express passing through town. Kate became well known nationally and internationally for her bravery. She received many awards and one very unique prize from the railroad.
The train would come to her house and pick her up. She had a lifetime pass on the train and could go anywhere in the country.
And a few years later, she held a job title few ladies of that day ever achieved.
She was the Moingona station agent, which is an exemplary act for any female in the 1880s. That was years before women had the right to vote.
Kate never sought to cash in on her fame, but people from around the globe came to meet her. There is still a steady stream of visitors to the reconstructed depot and to the Historical Society Museum.
It resonates with people because I think Kate Shelley embodies the spirit of agriculture in Iowa. She's a farm girl living off the land. It wasn't that she was seeking fame. It was that she was doing the next right thing. She was doing what needed to be done.
And her heroic story lives on here in her hometown and state and for miles beyond. Traveling the Countryside in Moingona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm equipment and machinery auction for the Richard Dick Renz Estate this Saturday, November 17. Sale begins at 10 a.m. northeast of Riley. Selling 3 skid loaders, Several tractors, including a New Holland TD95D front-wheel assist diesel with cab, also sells with a loader and bale spear. AGCO Alice 7600 front-wheel assist diesel tractor with cab. Dwight's Alice 6275 two-wheel drive diesel tractor with cab. White 2135 Field Boss diesel tractor with cab. Several Oliver tractors. A 2016 Kaufman 22-foot bumper hitch tilt bed tandem axle trailer like new. 2007 Ford F-250 extended cab 4x4 pickup with flatbed. Older 94 Ford F-150 pickup two-wheel drive. Several trucks with bed and hoist. Many machinery items plus tools and miscellaneous. This farm equipment and machinery auction for the Dick Renz Estate, Saturday, November 17th, begins at 10 a.m. A mile north of Riley on Highway 24 to Homestead Road, then a mile and a quarter east. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. Go online to mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty and Auction.
Adding a fuel stabilizer will keep the gas in lawnmowers and other engines fresh all winter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Make sure you're using the precise amount and don't eyeball it as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is set for the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So let's go to New Orleans for the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, January 30th through February 1st. Details at ncba.org.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Every year about this time, we're ready to put the gas-powered lawn equipment to bed for the season. The question is always, do we run the engine till it's out of gas, or do we add fuel stabilizer to prevent the gasoline from gumming up the fuel system? You have to do one or the other, or the engine probably won't start in the spring. Ray Bohax is the engine answer man for Successful Farming magazine. He says fuel stabilizers are a good alternative to emptying out the gas, as long as you use them correctly.
Mix the stabilizer in with a gallon or so of gas in my can, shake it up real good, pour it into the equipment, and then run the equipment for a while so that the stabilized fuel goes through the whole entire fuel system, through the carburetor, through the circuits of the carburetor, through the fuel lines. A lot of people don't do that. In engineering, we would call it a good technology with a poor execution.
The instructions on the stabilizer might read, add 1 ounce per gallon of gas. Bohack says most of us try to eyeball what an ounce is instead of precisely measuring it.
On our farm, I have an inexpensive plastic graduated cylinder because it's finer degrees of measurement. But most people either put too much, too little. And you have to remember that oftentimes, based upon the chemical composition of the stabilizer, sometimes too much is not good either. It could precipitate out. It could have a different chemical reaction. There's a reason why they tell you a mixing rate.
Stabilizers themselves have a shelf life of about 2 years after they've been opened. If the color of the liquid turns very dark red or brown, it's lost its effectiveness and should be replaced. Bohack says if a fresh bottle has just a couple of ounces left, add it to the gas tank in the spring. Find more tips for using fuel stabilizers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY's Song of Inspiration is presented by Centennial Homestead Nursing Facility.
Hi, I'm Haley Ordoin, owner and operator of Centennial Homestead Nursing Facility in Washington, Kansas. We take pride and work hard to celebrate and respect individuality with personalized preferences, from environment to food choices, home-cooked meals, or restaurant-style menu orders, to fun activities and trips in Washington and abroad. You will have peace of mind knowing that your loved one is cherished and honored. For more information, contact us at 785-325-2361 or follow us on Facebook. We invite you to come see all the ways that we are a family showing love at home.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will again host Christmas Cheer in the Pines this Saturday evening in Blue Rapids. A festival of trees, as well as a live and silent auction and raffle, will benefit Twin Valley residents and programs. The public is welcome to attend. Tickets available at Twin Valley in Beatty or Greenleaf or the Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville. For details, contact Stacy Wadding at 556-9117. The event will be held Saturday evening, St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church Hall in Blue Rapids.
Get $600 off the latest smartphones when you switch to U.S. Cellular. No trade-in required. Why should your wallet take a beating? Stop bobbing and weaving your way through bad deals and feel like a champ with this great deal.
Prices vary. Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line porting, credit approval, device protection plus required. Qualified smartphone purchase on a 30-month 0% APR RIC and comes via a $20 monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Stop in at Five Star Cellular, our U.S. Cellular authorized agent store, 517 Broadway in Marysville, where you're treated like a neighbor, not just a number, and where service doesn't stop after the sale.
The app known as Bushel gets a pretty good workout during harvest season. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake Jorenstad was still in college when he and a partner founded Myriad Mobile in Fargo, North Dakota, to create mobile solutions for clients. The company now focuses on agriculture, says Jorenstad, including an app called Bushel.
The value for the farmer is to be completely aware of the business they're doing, and it's not on paper anymore, so they can keep up to date. It updates contract balances and things like that. When they're more informed, they can make a lot better decisions. So you're not running extra trucks down to the elevator because you over-deliver on your contract. You're not making poor decisions around marketing your grain because you're aware of what contracts you've got in place and where the prices are. They love it. It's free to them. It brings them value without asking them to do a lot.
Jorenstad says elevators and other grain buyers license the Bushel app. It's in 600 locations in the U.S. and Canada, with hundreds more standing by to go live. Jorenstad says grain buyers have embraced it.
We're trying to help them build better relationships with their farmers. We think technology is one of the ways that can help. Grain elevators love it, and everybody has all kinds of ideas now of what else it should do. And so we've had this constant stream of ideas coming in, and we're working to prioritize and keep building new things for Bushel.
Learn more at bushel.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News for the America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. African swine fever remains top of mind in the swine industry, with the outbreak spreading throughout China and parts of Europe. National Pork Board President Steve Romerheim says the pork checkoff is taking a proactive approach.
I tell you what, you know, our science teams and everybody is really working hard to figure out how can we keep it out. If we do get it, what are we going to do? You know, so that planning process is going to be critical, possibly not if, but when these things come.
National Pork Board CEO Bill Even describes the threat of African swine fever as a top priority for the United States pork industry.
The good news is it doesn't impact pork. It doesn't impact people. A pork is still safe to eat. But from a producer standpoint, they're very, very concerned about their biosecurity and making sure that our borders are really secure so that someone doesn't inadvertently bring a real devastating animal disease into the United States.
Information about African swine fever and other foreign animal diseases can be found online at the Pork Checkoff Service Center at pork.org. Or producers can call 800-456-PORK. In other news, the prospect of getting a farm bill finished in the lame duck session appears low, as there is much the conference committee must agree on. Lawmakers return to work this week with a busy lame duck session in store and a farm bill full of disagreements on policy. The House and Senate must work quickly to also pass federal funding items by early December. House Ag Committee leadership met briefly early this week, but appears that no decisions have been made. Representative Colin Peterson, the expected House Ag Committee chairman next year, has been adamant that he does not want to rewrite a farm bill next year. Current chair Mike Conaway has previously said that the two are looking to, quote, figure out a way to get a House offer, end quote, that is passable by the Senate's. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. One of the keys to success for today's ag producer is a strong marketing plan, which includes knowing break-evens, having a solid action plan, and keeping emotions out of it. That, according to a tip sheet released by the American Bankers Association at their National Agriculture Bankers Conference in Omaha. The tip sheet, developed by members of the ABA Ag and Rural Bankers Committee, includes 7 tips to help farmers and ranchers manage their risks. For producers who haven't developed a marketing plan or need a fresh look at one to have, the committee recommends starting with some tips like know your break-even cost. Factor in the cost, including input, debt service, and family living expenses. To get a better idea of what your yield might be, take a 3-year or 5-year or Olympic average. You can also find ballpark figures from University Ag Extension Services and advisory firms. And when there's an opportunity to profit, act on it. Once you understand production costs, you'll have a better idea of what you can sell for a profit. You may not always hit the highs, but selling at a profit, even a small one, takes some of the risk off the table. 3, set a goal and stick to it. You can set a date to have all your marketing completed, a plan to market 10% each month, or set a goal to market 1, 2, or even 3 years out. Creating a plan will help you stay on track. Take emotion out of it. Finding the right person or company to work with can go a long way to remove the emotion from the mix. Talk to your banker for recommendations and understand your options. 5, keep things simple. You don't have to do a lot of fancy footwork to make a profit. You may not always hit a home run, but sticking to your marketing plan will help you stay in business. 6, avoid spot markets. Don't wait until you need to make a loan payment or you need cash. And 7, understand the tools available. Hedge to arrive, forward pricing, marketing, loans, and those to cover other expenses. Your banker is there to help you out, they say. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about a trade promise from China. after this message. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com. This is the headline that crossed my Reuters computer a few days ago. China's President Xi promises to raise imports amid the trade disagreement with the United States. Pretty positive headline. But really, when it comes to China, how much can you believe? But let me share the story with you. Dateline Shanghai. Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to lower tariffs to broaden market access and import more from overseas at the start of a trade expo designed to demonstrate goodwill amid mounting frictions with the United States and others. The China International Import Expo that took place earlier this month in Shanghai would accelerate opening of the education, telecommunications, and cultural sectors while protecting foreign companies' interests and punishing violations of intellectual property rights. He also said he expected China to import $30 trillion worth of goods and $10 trillion worth of services in the next 15 years. And of course, President Trump has been railing against China for what he sees as intellectual property theft, entry barriers to U.S. businesses, and a gaping trade deficit of $500 billion. But now China says, no, we're going to change. And he said multilateralism and the free trade system is under attack, but factors of instability and uncertainty are numerous, and risks and obstacles are increasing. So it'll be interesting to see if China follows through on this promise of buying more products from, including agriculture, from countries around the world. Back with a final word after this message.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
The president of China said the expo showed China's desire to support global free trade, adding, without mentioning the U.S., that countries must oppose protectionism. We'll see. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Goats benefit our lives by eating weeds and brush that we want to get rid of. One goat rental company is finding more goat benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place for generations of farmers to connect.
Helps me get answers to those questions that otherwise I wouldn't have access to. You know, maybe can't get them locally. My father over here is kind of an old school farmer. And so listening to other people say it besides me helps him agree with me more.
Join thousands of your fellow farmers at Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused, educational, and agricultural experience. February 28th through March 2nd in Orlando. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Weeds, Weeds and brush have no chance when a herd of hungry goats are let loose on it. A targeted grazing company from Ames, Iowa, called Goats on the Go, has 350 goats that are rented out in several states to help landowners control unwanted vegetation. Owner Aaron Steele says the business is expanding and offering another benefit, providing meat for people. Goats destined for the dinner table will be sent to a local butcher when they're 18 to 20 months old.
They get two seasons of targeted grazing. They'll weigh about 90 to 100 pounds or so at that age. So that's significantly different than the standard market size and the standard market demand. Most goats that are sold for meat are slaughtered at about 50 to 75 pounds and maybe only 5 to 8 months in age. So ours have stayed with us a lot longer and lived a relatively long and happy life.
Steele says this is the optimum way to provide healthy meat because goats don't layer on fat and grow quickly in a feedlot-style operation, and it doesn't require extra pasture.
So the best thing we can do for them is to give them lots of woody brush and broadleaf weeds and the things that are most natural to their diet and raise them up that way. So in our system where we can use them both to satisfy our customers in dealing with their vegetation problems, but also satisfy their appetites. That's just a double win for us.
He says their model also economically benefits family farms and local butchers. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Goats on the Go at agriculture.com.
Producers, look to the Farmers Cooperative for your agronomy solutions. Talk to their agronomist about their all-new 50% off variable rate nitrogen prescriptions for up to 3 fields now through November 30th. Let them help you fight those resistant weeds and take advantage of special savings with their early order seed program. Let the Farmers Cooperative be your partner in the field. See your local agronomy branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Information, Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers all across our futures markets here on Wednesday. December corn down a quarter cent, 366 and a quarter. March is down a quarter cent to 377 and a half. We've seen some two-sided trade with corn today. Kansas City wheat did not start well and hasn't gotten any better. December KC wheat down four and a quarter, 482 and a half. March down four and a quarter at 505 and a quarter. November soybeans up four and three quarters at 872. January beans up three and a quarter at 881 and a half. Soybean meal and soybean oil are mostly higher. December soy meal is 50 cents up at 304.40. January is up by 60 cents at 306.40. December soy oil is down a point at 27.54, but the later months are all in the green. January is up 2 points at 27.75. So for the most part, things looking pretty good in the soy complex, while corn and wheat continue to have issues. Livestock has bounced around a good deal again today, currently mostly lower. December live cattle down 75 at 114.62. February down 22 at 118.52. We do have a couple of green spots, but everything else is really mostly lower. November feeders up 12 at 149.10. Tomorrow is their last day. January feeders down 22 at 146.75. And each of the later months is also lower. Hogs are mixed. December hogs down 2 at 57.27. February hogs up a dime at 62.27. So we are seeing mixed numbers, but we'll have to call it mostly lower through the livestock complex. Cotton is up. December cotton is up 61 points at 76.46. March cotton is up 72 points at 78.38. Crude oil took a beating yesterday, trying to gain some of that back today. December crude is at 56.51. Currently, that's up 82 cents. January crude is up 83 at 56.67. So a little better look for crude oil than yesterday. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are also tracking higher. Market updates, Mid-America Ag Network.
Crop producers, you know you can produce a higher crop yield while reducing the impact on valuable natural resources, including water supplies and soil, with the proper nutrition and management. Tyree Ag partners with AgroLiquid Fertilizers and Pioneer Seed with the goal of prospering the farmer while safeguarding the environment. Tyree Ag offers quality aerial and ground applications, precision ag services, and a broad selection of crop protection and biostimulant products serving South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma. Visit Tyree Ag today at TyreeAg.com.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Star Seed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.